With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Now is the right time to prep for a spring garden, and one important step is making sure your soil is fertile enough to grow plants. Plants have a set of nutrients that they need in order to survive, separated into macronutrients and micronutrients. Macronutrients are elements that are required in large amounts. These include carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. You won't need to add any carbon, oxygen, or hydrogen to your soil, as the plant gets these three nutrients from water and carbon dioxide. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium make up the bulk of fertilizers you can buy. You might recognize these from an NPK fertilizer analysis. Sometimes a fourth number will be included at the end. This will be any sulfur. Micronutrients are only required in small doses and are usually present enough in the soil that you will not need to fertilize for them. The eight micronutrients are manganese, iron, copper, zinc, boron, molybdenum, chlorine, and nickel. Because these elements are almost always in the soil, pH is a more likely culprit if your plants start showing deficiency symptoms. A soil test will determine if your soil pH is in a range where iron, zinc, magnesium, or boron are unavailable to the plants. A simple sulfur or urea application will free up some of these micronutrients, allowing the plant to take them up again. All plant nutrients are taken up into the plant as ions or charged particles. pH plays a factor in the availability of these ionic nutrients. Acid soils have a lot more positively charged hydrogen, which binds to negatively charged nutrients such as chlorine, sulfur, boron, and molybdenum. On the flip side, basic soils have more negatively charged hydroxide, which binds to positively charged nutrients like potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Our soil parent material is limestone, which naturally forms a basic soil as it weathers. This is why the common nutrient deficiencies in our area are iron, zinc, and magnesium. Remember though, it's not because the micronutrients aren't there, but because the hydroxide ions are holding it hostage. Your soil texture also impacts the availability of nutrients to plants. Although clay soils get a bad rap, clay is a boon to nutrient retention. This is because clay particles are negatively charged, and positively charged nutrients will stick to the clay instead of moving down the soil profile during rain or running off to a river or pond. This means that you can count on iron, manganese, zinc, phosphorus, calcium, and magnesium levels in your soil to remain very similar from year to year, minus what your plants remove for their own uses. Nitrogen fertilizers come in two different forms: ammonium, which carries a positive charge, and nitrate, which carries a negative charge. Because of their charges, nitrate is a mobile nutrient and you will experience greater losses in heavy rain. On the other hand, ammonium evaporates easily into the atmosphere, especially during high heat. If you are going to apply nitrogen multiple times during the growing season, starting with an ammonium fertilizer like urea will minimize fertilizer loss in our wet springs before switching to a nitrate-based fertilizer for our drier, hotter summers. This strategy will allow more nitrogen to remain in the soil where your plants need it.